the BE Marketing and SEO podcast, where we talk honestly about business visibility, authority, and what actually helps local businesses get noticed.
Hello, and welcome to the Local Business Visibility podcast, where you, as a small business owner, can get tips to help you get more leads and customers online. Today, Barry and I are talking about Google Business Profile. Barry, after our last conversation about an authority network, I kept thinking about Google Business Profile. Whenever I speak to local businesses, they seem to believe that's the answer to everything. Almost as if Google Business Profile is their website. Why do you think so many people think that?
Hi, Emily. Let me explain this in the best way I can. In fairness, Google has done a brilliant job of making it visible. Search for a local business, and it's often the first thing you notice. There's the map, the reviews, opening hours, directions, and phone number. To a business owner, it feels like that's where customers come from, so they naturally think, I'll just improve that. The problem is, Google Business Profile was never designed to replace a business website. It was designed to help people discover one.
That's interesting. So when people spend hours uploading photos every week, replying to reviews, adding updates, they're doing good things, but they're only improving one spoke of the wheel.
Exactly that. Imagine buying a bicycle. You polish one spoke every single day. Eventually, you've got the shiniest spoke in Britain, but the rest of the wheel is rusty. It still won't ride properly. That's what I see with a lot of businesses. Fantastic Google Business Profile, very average website. Nothing else supporting it.
And yet they'll probably blame Google.
They often do. They'll say, my rankings have dropped. My phone's stopped ringing. My competitors are cheating. Sometimes they're right. But not often, because Google hasn't changed much at all. Their competitors have simply become stronger. They've added more helpful content, built more trust, improved its website, collected more reviews, created more useful resources. Everything grows together.
One thing I don't understand, Google already knows who you are through your business profile. Why does it still need a website?
Because Google isn't trying to answer one question, it's trying to answer hundreds. Let's say someone searches, can rotten sash windows be repaired? And Google Business Profile can't answer that, but a good article can. Or someone searches, how long does a resin driveway last? Again, that's a website question, not a Google Business Profile question. The website carries the knowledge. The business profile introduces the business.
So they're doing completely different jobs.
They are. One helps people find you, while the other helps people choose you. That's a really important difference.
I hadn't actually thought about it like that. When I look at a business online, I nearly always end up on their website before I decide whether to contact them.
Most people do. They'll check your reviews, then your website, then perhaps your Facebook page. Maybe even your YouTube videos. Customers build confidence in exactly the same way that Google builds confidence. They look for consistency.
That makes sense. If your website says one thing, your Google profile says another. Your Facebook page hasn't been updated for 3 years. It doesn't exactly inspire confidence.
Yes, you get it. And confidence is really what we're talking about. Authority isn't some mysterious SEO trick. It's confidence. Can Google trust this business? Can customers trust this business? If the answer is yes, then everything starts working together.
So if somebody listening today only had one thing to improve this week, what would you tell them to do?
I'd keep it really simple. Open your website and open your Google Business Profile. Compare them. Do they describe the same business? Do the services match? Are the opening hours correct? Does the website actually help somebody? If the answer's no, start there. Don't worry about complicated SEO. Get the foundations right. Everything else becomes much easier.
That's great. Thank you for your insights. Next time we're going to explore something that sounds a bit mysterious. Supporting websites. What are they? Why do they exist? And how can they strengthen your authority network without becoming spammy?
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back soon with another practical conversation about building visibility and authority for your business.